Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at how the prices opened on the boards of trade all over the place. And I know as far as the soybeans go, and well, to an extent, the corn and wheat as well, and especially the wheat, they opened up quite higher and have pulled back. As far as the wheat goes, they're down from yesterday's settlement as the current trade goes on. But here are the openings as of 9:30 this morning in Kansas City. The wheat contract for May opened at 11:30 a bushel, up 11 cents. July up 18 at 11:27. In Minneapolis, the May spring wheat contract 13:60 up 10. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 10.82, up 14.5 cents. July 10.81, up 12.5. September 10.64 a bushel, up 35. December 10.69, up 30. In fact, I'm not sure if those have traded quite as of yet, but that's how they open. The corn for May in Chicago opened at 5.53.5 a bushel, up 8.75 cents. July corn 5.67, up 10. September 5.70, up 10. December corn 5.68¾, up 9. And March of next year opened at 5.83, up 5.5. The May corn deferred next year 5.80½, up 8.5 cents. May soybeans opened this morning at 13.57, up the 50-cent limit. July, limit up at 13.72. August, 13.66, up 50. November beans opened up 16 cents at 12.55. January of next year, 12.66, up 19. August of 09, beans opened at 13.02, up 34 cents. May soybean meal opened this morning at 3.56, up 5.70. July, 3.62, even up 7.50. May bean oil at 59.60 on the open, up 1.83. July at 60.60, up 1.98. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April cattle, live cattle, opened this morning at 90.95, down 20. June, 90.92½, up 7.5. The August live cattle contract, 94.75, up 2.5. And October opened unchanged at 145. April feeder cattle opened this morning at 102.75, down 35. The May, 105.70, down 42.5. August, 109.90, down 45. September feeders, 109.60, down 95. Lean hogs for April opened at 57.95, up 5. The May, 69.15, down 2.5. June live hogs, or lean hogs rather, 72.65, up 5. And July, 75.72.5, up 40. Frozen pork belly contract for May opened this morning unchanged at 76.40.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's take a look at the outside markets right now, where we see the May crude oil contract jumping up again up to 103.50 a barrel, up 2.28. The CRB index is at 393.36, up 3.59. The U.S. dollar index at 71.79, and that's down 48. The silver contract for May is at 18.19 an ounce. That's up 39 cents. And the April gold contract is trading up 12.80 at 947.80 an ounce. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 140, down 147 points at 12,386. The NASDAQ down 33 points at 2308, and the S&P down 15.5 at 1337.50. Crude oil inventories were weaker than expected last week, and that's causing that big increase in oil prices as of this morning. Current tick on the stock exchange, the commodity exchanges, Kansas City wheat is up from 2.25 to 9.5 cents. That's down 2.25 to 9.5. And the Chicago wheat has taken a downturn too, down 15 to 16 cents a bushel. Corn, these futures are trading wildly. It's hard to even get a glimpse of them with their changing so fast. Corn is up between 3.75 and a nickel a bushel for the September. And soybeans are up between 30 and 45 cents. Joining us now for his take on the market on this Wednesday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, and we have a active market this morning, that's for sure.
Oh, is it? Very, very active market. Private meteorologists are higher on wet rainfall in the winter wheat area, and of course wheat, and you know, there is the whisper in the, that the wheat acreage is a little higher than what the USDA is saying, and rain and a good growing crop in the world is putting a little pressure on the wheat market. Wheat's also enjoyed a basically a runaway market here in the last 5 to 7 market trading days. It's taking a little breather here, and I think it's based a little bit on the rain potential in the winter wheat growing areas.
But the same cannot be said for the soybeans, which are now in the 26-27 year range in the nearby contracts.
Yeah, the soybean market is being pushed higher on two issues. Number one, the Argentine farmers are striking against in Argentina for the refusal of the tax hikes on agricultural exports. President Cristina Fernandez is holding very strong on holding pat to these taxes. She said that the farmers should share this new wealth with the poor of Argentina. Their economy is turning around, but in the meantime, there's about 1 million extra tons of export sales that are being shifted to the U.S. and creating quite a havoc in the export basis levels, A, and B, more demand here. And whenever there's demand, the Chicago futures markets explode with this small carryover that we are looking at. So it's been an explosive situation. We're still in a downtrend. The marketplace is also focusing on a wet weather forecast and the outlook of more bean acres planted here and ultimately a year from now more bean acres in South America. But in the meantime, the market is what we, unless there's some labor something that straightens the labor problem out, we're on a runaway track to higher prices, at least in the old. And the old crop is gaining on the new crop, 2008 production as well.
Mm-hmm. The corn market up, but only modestly at this point.
Yeah, we're definitely saying corn is in an uptrend. Definitely the smaller acres concept is having effect, and also the lack of shipping of corn out of Argentina. Potential exporting of corn out of Argentina is a factor. We do get the feeling that there will be larger productions of corn both out of Brazil and Argentina. Those softer wheat markets also having a direct influence on corn. The big thing in corn is that we are hearing about livestock liquidation, particularly in hogs. The price of hogs are just unreasonably low. And at some point in time, you know, that will hurt demand. But in the meantime, the market is very bullish. I think anybody in the marketplace is just looking at smaller carryovers next year unless the USDA comes up with some kind of a CRP release. We're just basically 4 to 6 million acres of less production. Also, it doesn't seem like we're going to get a farm bill passed. It seems like we don't have a bipartisan political group anymore, and we can't build good consensus. And that indirectly is having some influence on the market as well.
Very quickly, what should a producer be thinking at this point?
Well, a typical producer today is scared to death. I think he is convinced that we are at a higher plateau on corn and soybeans, and to some extent wheat. And as a result of that and higher energy prices, they're very reluctant to push the sell button at this time. And you know, with these higher input costs, that's also going to discourage corn production. So, you know, the basic trend here is people are waiting patiently for the USDA acreage planted report and sitting back and just completely amazed how much strength this market is. The money crisis just basically is another major factor, both on the downside and the upside in this market.
All right. Maybe some people aren't watching so patiently that Monday report.
Well, we're strapped in, and it is the most unusual market that we've seen in the basically forever.
All right. Enjoy the ride, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Back to the market and the board right now. The Kansas City May Wheat trading down 19 cents a bushel at 11. Even July 10.90 down 15, CBT May wheat 10.51.5 down 16, July at 10.52 down 16.5, May corn on the board of trade 5.46.5 up 1.75 cents, July at 5.59 up 2, September corn 5.62.5 up 2.5, Dease corn at 5.62.5 up 2.75. So those are all up. If I said down, I am mistaken. It's all up today in the corn. May beans are currently trading up 32.25 cents at 13.39.25. July at 13.53.75, up 31.75. August at 13.50, up 34. November beans are down a quarter point right now at 12.38.75. May soybean meal at 3.50.50, up 20. And bean oil is at, for May, 58.65, up 88. Live cattle for April on the Mercantile Exchange at 90.35, down 80. Live cattle for June, 90.15, down 70. April feeder cattle, 102.85, down 25. Lean hogs for April, down 80 at 57.10. Pork bellies for May at 74.50, down 190. And a quick look at the Dow one more time. It's down 130 points at 12,402. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Next report at 10:58.